episode 1263, Listen to Your Calling.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. I hope your week is off to a fabulous start. It is Inspiration Motivation Day, and it's time to listen to your calling. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Today's episode is brought to you by Health, Hope, and Inspiration with Reverend Percy McRae, created by Cancer Treatment Centers of America to provide cancer care information and resources to the faith-based community. This weekly podcast, whether you are one who has been diagnosed with cancer or is loving on someone who has cancer, this podcast will encourage and equip you to help you care for not only yourself, but for those that you touch. You'll want to tune in weekly by subscribing to the podcast at healthhopeandinspiration.com. As I sat outside, I heard the birds chirping loudly. All had their own message, their own focus. Listen to your calling and stop messing in everyone else's. We get bogged down when we are trying to do what everyone else is doing too, plus what we want. That's crazy. And it will drive you to the refrigerator. Been eating a little bit too much ice cream or root beer floats for me. Maybe the bed, you're just tired, you're worn out, you have no energy, no zest for life, or even more dangerous substances. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Alcohol, smoking. It could be other things like stuff on the internet. Your social media can be dangerous also. You are worth more than aggravation. You are worth more than frustration. You are worth more than disappointment. You are worthy. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Who needs a rise in their blood pressure anyway? I mean, come on, aim for your heart rate instead. Jumpstart your day with joy. Listen to your calling. What is it that frustrates you when your day is winding down? A lot of us want to think about the beginning of our day, but I want you to start at the end of your day. Maybe it's the weather. It's one everyone is talking about. Or maybe it's the lack of accomplishment around the house. Maybe it's because you feel like you're spinning your wheels and have no purpose but hungry children, crabby husbands, and more laundry. Gotta love that, huh? None of that is very uplifting, is it? And it can be very depressing when doing it day in and day out. And you know what? There are days that you feel that way. And it's okay to feel that way. But you don't have to stay there. Listen to your calling. You have a dream. You have a goal. You have a vision of your future and a mission in your heart. All have value. And when you are operating in the context of value, you feel valued. Too many nights, the pillow hits the head. And yes, I said it that way for a reason. The pillow hits the head, and all you feel is cold and empty. Your purpose is going nowhere, yet you're here. Take a deep breath. No, right now, take a deep breath. Did you know that you breathe 15,000 to 20,000 times a day? I guess it depends on how fast you're breathing. I don't know. I haven't really stopped long enough to count my breaths, but that's what it says. There's something about cleansing yourself, your soul, your mind, your body by just a breath. My dad used to always say, stop and smell the roses. And every single time I walk by a rose, I think about him. And I take a deep breath. Sometimes we're just running through life. Running. Chasing. Chasing what? You don't know. You're just running, right? There's not a monster behind you, but for some reason, you're caught in busyness and you're running, running, running. Whether you're running towards something, away from something, or you're just running in circles. So here, take a breath. I want you to think about something incredible you did yesterday. Now, don't overthink this too much. It might be getting dinner on the table on time instead of running around, chasing the children, juggling the mail, and still no food. It might be listening to a friend who really needed your ear and shared your wisdom with her. It might be getting your workout done before the children woke up and dinner planned in your head. Score! I love those days, man, when I get up and the kids aren't up yet and I feel like I've just got everything in order and I'm ready to hit the day and I've already thought about dinner going, yes, I can do that. I've checked the refrigerator. I feel like I won the Super Bowl. You do more than you give yourself credit for. Regardless of the season of life that you're in, listen to your calling. Now, that doesn't mean drop everything and run towards it, right? We just talked about running and chasing. What are you running? No, there's a time and place for everything. But you can have more of your calling daily. It may be just a nugget size, like listening to a podcast and writing down your thoughts for later. Maybe it's reading a passage in the Bible that you've been wanting to study for a while, or you've been kind of nudged a little bit. You know, you're sitting in service and all of a sudden you feel like there's this, you know, person whispering in your ear. Yeah, God's talking to you. You need to be reading this passage. Why aren't you focusing here? Maybe it's that. Maybe it's starting an index card collection of your thoughts. Maybe it's taking pictures of your meals. Because one day you have a dream to what? Write your own cookbook. We cook so many meals, how can you keep track of everything? Meeting new people through social media with a similar calling. These are all nugget size ways that you can fill your heart and your day with joy. When you wrap yourself in what gives value, you too will feel valued. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Every stitch of you is beautiful and lovely. So today I have a challenge for you. Take a chance on yourself today. Think of one little thing. And when I say little, I'm talking little that you can do to insert your calling into your day. It'll bring joy to your soul and get your heart rate pumping. Listen to your calling. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.